Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. Extra time. Mark Guy, we need to speak about the injuries that occurred over the weekend in Magic Round up in Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium. 13 non-concussion injuries. It is a bit of a talking point out of the weekend.
It is. But it really frustrates me as a code how we always seem to find a negative out of such a fantastic weekend. Injuries are a part of rugby league. It's simple as that. It's the toughest game in the world. And it's one of the things. It's one of the reasons people flock to watch it. It's one of the reasons people, in their millions, watch it on TV. It's the reason Origin is what it is. It's because of the brutality and the physicality. If we want to stop injuries in rugby league, which is going to be very, very hard to do, we've got to change the interchange from 8 down to 6 for a start. This 3 and 4 in a tackle, obviously we're going to get syndesmosis and knee injuries. And when you've got a bloke coming in, a bloke's already been held up by 3 other blokes and he's going to come to the lower leg. So that's always going to be a drama. But the NRL physio, Brian Seeney, he's come up with some stats. And
Let's bring that man in, MG, because we are talking about injuries here. And when we talk about injuries in rugby league, short of going and getting a club doctor themselves, this is the man you want to speak to. Brian Seeney, otherwise known as the NRL physio on Twitter. G'day, Brian. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, guys. Yeah, really glad to be on. Looking forward to it.
Well, MG, for those that aren't following it, do so. Because if you follow the game of rugby league, this is the man you want to be following for instant diagnosis. From what he's seen of the injuries to your players.
You must watch every game, every minute of every game, Brian.
I used to. I think the account's got enough sort of following now that it's good I can kind of go out and actually have a life. And if a big injury happens, my phone tends to start, buzzing like crazy in my pocket so I can pull it out and go to, KO or Foxtel Go and sort of go back and check the injury. But certainly when I was first setting up the account and doing it all, I had to, watch almost every minute of every game. But, now I thankfully have a bit more free time.
You would have heard me and Liam speaking then about injuries in rugby league and how they're just basically part of the game. And I look at some of your stats that you tweeted out last night or it might have been this morning. This is the exact same round. This round we've had 13 non-concussion injuries. And guess how many we had round 9 last year?
The exact same number, mate.
Exact same number. Then we go back to round 8, we had 11. Round 7, we had 12. And then the exact same time last year, we had 12, 10 and 12 again. So pretty similar, pretty consistent.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I couldn't agree with you more with what you were saying. I think with Magic Round sort of being at Suncorp, all being on the same field, there was always going to be that expectation of a poor surface. Oh, that'll cause more injury. So it's that old confirmation bias, MG, where people are expecting more injuries. So every injury that happens seems much more significant and severe and all that kind of thing. And look, certainly watching the injuries over the weekend, even of those 13, I couldn't really find any. And look, I look at injuries from a purely sort of, I guess, objective, scientific kind of way. Yep. And that I'm judging the mechanism of injury, how the player gets injured, what that could cause in terms of, injury and time frame. And looking at all the ways that the players got injured on the weekend, I certainly didn't look at one and go, oh my God, the turf's really done him a solid there. They were all contact, muscle strains, that kind of thing. And as you said, look, like across the game, unfortunately, these are the injuries that happen. It's the nature of the sport. And I just think it was just a bit of a heightened topic because of Magic Round being on over the weekend.
Yeah, so none of the injuries, none of those 13 non-concussion injuries you could put down to being a result of 8 games of rugby league being played on the same pitch over the course of 4 days.
Yeah, look, probably the closest one is the Jordan Rapana one. Now, he did go down untouched. He was running in a straight line, was in the middle of nowhere. But funnily enough, I looked at that, and once again, I look at it sort of from a scientific viewpoint in how things get injured and stuff like that. And there wasn't much in that run to suggest he, the turf didn't give way. Nothing really happened. So I get curious, and I went back to the play literally 20 seconds before, and Rapana was involved in 2 heavy tackles. where he copped two significant blows to the front of his lower leg. And that is a typical, if you look it up in the textbook, how do you suffer a PCL injury, which is what he's supposed to have suffered. They're most common in car accidents where you go forward, your leg hits the front of the dash and it pushes the front of the lower leg forward. And Rapana had two instances in the tackle before where that happened. So, look, I'm not saying for certain that's where it happened, because, you know, we can't know that for sure. But he, look, even in that non-contact run, he was just running in a straight line. There was no direction change. There was no stop and start. There was none of that. He was just running. The turf didn't give way or anything like that. So I can't see even the turf being blamed in that setting either. And throughout the other injuries, it was contact. It was muscle strains. Latrell Mitchell, he strained his groin, but that was because Rapana stepped on his leg, turning it to twist out. So they were all just your typical footy injuries, you know, collision sport. Unfortunately, these things happen.
So, MG, with that in mind, Suncorp Stadium still trails the SCG and Brookvale Oval for yes. turf-related injuries to players.
Yeah, look, it was astonishing that the groundskeepers at Suncorp have got to be commended. To have 8 games in a row on one stadium, on one field, is unbelievable. What they've done to that ground was fantastic, to keep it in such subtle shape. And by the end of the game, who played South and the Cowboys in the last game, it was getting hard. The ground was getting hard, but it wasn't getting chopped up at all. So I've got to agree with Brian. It's just, you know, mate, I get a netball on a Saturday to watch my 3 daughters, and man, the injuries in netball these days.
They keep me in business, MG.
Is that true, Brian? But on a little bit of a side note, is what would be your most looked at patient?
Yeah, like all your sports people, netball's a big one, you know, because, like, I guess the big thing with a lot of those kind of injuries is you're getting girls who maybe haven't, you know, aren't professional athletes and stuff like that. So your knees, your ankles, that kind of thing.
And they're playing on concrete most times.
And that's exactly right. So harder surfaces, that kind of thing. But look, apart from your netball and stuff like that, it's your contact sports. It's your AFL, it's your rugby league, it's your rugby union. They're definitely the most common sporting injuries or sports that we see injuries from.
Brian, there's an opportunity here for you to employ, if you don't have the time to do it yourself, the super netball season has commenced.
Yeah.
and as somebody who calls AFL footy on the weekends as well, there would be a demand for an AFL version of your account. I think there's a business opportunity here for you. At the moment, you are just at NRL Physio. I think there's franchise opportunities here. You can definitely spread your wings and
be like Jim's mowing.
100%. Brian Seney, the NRL physio, thank you for coming on and dismissing the stigma and the, what did you describe it, the confirmation bias?
That's it, confirmation bias, recency bias, lots of bias.
Who's your team before you go, Brian?
Up in Brisbane, mate, so I'm sure, unfortunately, to a lot of listeners. We'll go with that.
Mighty Gold Coast Titans. Brian Seney, hey, thank you very much for coming on, and don't be a stranger to Triple M, because we love your insight and what you bring to the game.
Oh, pleasure, guys, anytime.
Go on, you, buddy.